Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like...
Welcome to the MIDI Music Mystery Show with Mystery Music. I'm Andrew.
Spooky.
Joined by my friends Quinn and Ashley on Team Talk. Oh, that was funny. Okay, so... Yeah, maybe I'll use a little. Oh yeah, that doesn't work. That's right. I have the other version of FL Studio open.
Would you like me to take the messages TBR in live on AIM?
That would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, I will load the mystic messages now.
We are going to overly enunciate everything we say this evening.
Oh yeah. Now. We bring you the sultry sounds of the Oregon Trail.
Oh, God.
Oh, I see. You are about to run this game on another computer and play it here using in-home stream. Okay, well, cat's out of the bag. This is... I put SteamOS on one of my laptops. And, that is what's making the weird music in the background. I see. In-home streaming...
If the Oregon Trail sounded like this, I'd be scared.
Yeah. More ways to play. Play on this machine. Okay, that's fine. Install. Queued. Let's go to downloads. What I've got. All right, I put it in the front. That's fine. Hey, it's not in the front. Move it to the front. Download Brutal Legend later. Launching. That's how it sounds. It's all crunched. That's like the point, because it's... This game is like Oregon Trail, except it's Oregon Trail with zombies, you see. So it's, yes, Oregon Trail. Let's start a new campaign.
It doesn't matter whether or not you died of dysentery.
Yes. Click the enemy and draw a line towards yourself
to
shoot.
Sorry, I had to do that.
Die. I'm a terrible shot, apparently. The gun aims so erratically, I don't understand. Oh, brilliant. Now I'm out of ammo.
The messengers are available. Please save us from this madness.
Questioning this. Let's see if that is less clippy sounding. I think it is. Let's see. So some guy, a whole lot more zombies came out, and I ran out of ammo. Someone came out and shot them all. But now he's talking to me. He says, "Well, Len, it looks like I just saved your bacon. I reckon we stand a better chance out there if we stick together. My name is Clements. I used to be a priest. Not much use for those nowadays. What's your name, partner?" Let's see, what's my name? I don't know.
Nobody.
Oh, I'm typing on the wrong keyboard.
Oops.
I don't know. My name. I don't know. Question mark. Oh, it's a pleasure. The pleasure is all mine. I don't know. Listen, even with the two of us, we won't survive very long. Everyone I trusted died a while back. Do you know anyone we can count on in a pinch?
I do.
Quinn? Arthy? Herman?
Herman.
Andrew.
Yay.
Herman will just squawk at the bed.
Yes. There's a good chance if they're still alive, they'll be at the shelter set up in D.C. If they have any sense, that is. Ha, ha, ha.
Not likely.
We're going to need a way to get around. I saw an old station wagon a few blocks back. Those things might not be very reliable, but you'd be surprised how roomy they are. Let's get moving. Okay, we're moving, walking through whatever this place is. All right, I think we got just enough food and fuel for us to make it to DC in this baby. Let's hit the road. I'll drive. All right, we are driving. Clements has a broken arm. Fantastic.
Is this trying to be like an old school text adventure?
It's Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
So, almost. Clements has dysentery. Clements was bitten by a zombie.
Are we only supposed to be hearing a music track right now?
Yeah, there's no...
Okay.
It's Oregon Trail. Clements was bitten by a zombie. Okay. And you're out of fuel. Welcome to Washington, D.C. Just as the station wagon runs out of fuel, you coast into the city. You can hear radio blaring in a nearby window. Repeat, all survivors who still remain in Washington, D.C., the government has declared a Class 3 biohazard in the area. We will be commencing a nuclear strike within a few hours. Get out while you can. The city is lost. Okay. Looks like we have a time problem. I'll go look for your friends at the shelter. Meanwhile, you should go scavenging for supplies. I've heard about a place on the West Coast that is supposed to be a safe haven from all this chaos. Let's meet back here and head out. Here, take my journal. I've written down everything I know about surviving on the road. It should help you decide what you think we may need on the trip. Pick supplies you want to gather. Hour remaining. Right. Two food, two fuel, med kits, money, battery, muffler, fire, ammo. Okay. Let's take the ammo. Fuel. Food and fuel and ammo. Sounds good to me. All right. Your friends join the party. Great, everyone's here. There's just one more thing. Back there on the road, one of those things bit me. I'm not feeling too well and can't stand the thought of becoming one of them. You're gonna have to put me down. Why don't you keep my journal? It'll help you out there. Good luck.
Whoa.
That was special.
I don't know. Put down Clements. Miles to Pittsburgh. Arfi has a broken leg. Good God. Let's stop. Let's use a med kit on Arfi.
Thank you, sir.
All right. What know why this.
With my luck, I'll be up next, and I'll die of dysentery.
It's clipping internally.
It is. I don't get it. It's annoying me greatly. I don't even want to listen to it. Heard in the background there. Alright, let's see, we can rest. We have the options medkit, rest, kill, talk to stranger. We have options for a car, supply options, scavenge, trade rationing, combat training. That's false. Well, let us quit. Okay, let's try something else. I'm just curious if it's just that game that sounds awful, or what? Let's see. Games. Installed. Oh, I see. SteamOS. Let's just see what happens when we launch Brutal Legend on this machine. Curious if the sound's going to be all messed up or... Okay. So it's something with the driver here. For sure. Their audio driver is really...
Okay.
Really bad.
Don't say a word. Just keep walking.
How do you quit? Alright, so what the heck's the story here? Let's see if I can switch to desktop mode. If I can do something with the freaking audio driver here, because it's pretty terrible. Sound settings. Connector. Hardware.
Front, left.
What the heck? What happens if I do this?
Rear, left.
Interesting.
Side, left. Front, center.
Why am I getting like... Where does this go? I'm trying to figure out what the problem is here.
Yeah, there's no... You've got a reverb coming from somewhere and...
Yeah. It's weird.
Strange.
Okay. Last track. Alright, where does this go to? To the same thing. There's no... Let's see what happens if I get rid of that. Well, I set it to 50%. Let's return to Steam and see what happens. Weird.
Well, at least it's not clipping now.
Oh, wait a minute.
Don't say a word. Just keep walking, real casual, okay? Let's do this. I'll show it to you, but you can't tell anybody else where it is, okay? Deal. They keep it way in the back with the really rare stuff. Hey, what's up? How goes it? Good to see you. The kids who work here don't know where it came from, of course, but neither do the old-timers. None of them bought it, so there's no tracking number. As far as they know, it's just always been here.
There's definitely a weird thing going on with the audio on SteamOS with this interface. Well, anyway, I've had enough with this thing. So let's turn it off. All right. Now, let's go back to Broken Age, as we were playing that last week.
We had finished not Felonies. I'm sorry, I'm getting my games mixed up now. Yeah. It was a V name anyway. Valerie?
Bella.
That's right. We finished her story, so now we're dealing with the space kid.
Yeah. Fake snoring. All right. Now what?
Missions canceled until further notice. Whoops. She says it's a humidifier, but I think it's some sort of mind control device. There's an air tank attached to the top of it. It's a tank of compressed air. Could be useful in an emergency. Yeah, right. Like we have those. The air vent is screwed shut with these weird little screws. Better not touch it, or I'll alert the Overmother.
Oh.
It works!
What is that?
What's this? It looks like an inflatable raft.
Huh.
Hey, what are you doing out of bed, Buster?
Damn. Okay, let's try this again. Let's use the air thing with the raft.
Maybe this air tank has enough pressure to blow up this raft. Whoa, it looks like a blow-up doll of me. Creepy.
Well, let's put it in the bed by all means.
Hee hee.
Hopefully, this looks enough like me to fool the warden.
Quick, run! Go in the vent that we opened.
Where's my little angel? Oh, there he is. Oh, I think I almost lost you today. Sleep tight, little hero.
Man, computers are stupid.
It's funny.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. How have I never seen this part of the ship before?
You came because you are done with children's games.
What?
Yes. Who are you?
My name is Marek, and what I'm about to show you is no game. While you've been drifting through the universe, eating ice cream, playing with trains, war has been raging across the galaxy.
War? Ooh. Between who?
between the forces that every war is between the powerful and the weak, the tyrants and the innocent.
But who?
Does it even matter? There will always be war. We did not start it, and we cannot stop it. What we can do is protect the weak and rescue the helpless. Look at this distress signal I just received from a peaceful colony in the Talon Nebula.
Uh-oh.
The helpless creatures you see have been imprisoned by forces of tyranny and may soon be executed.
But...
Yes?
We have to save them.
Yes. Yes, we do. I'm pleased you feel as such.
We have to go tell the ship's computer.
No. You must tell no one on this ship what I have just told you. This ship is programmed with one function: to keep you safe.
Yeah, I noticed that.
To help these creatures, you will need to put yourself at risk in a way she could never understand.
No, you're right. She would never understand. So what can we do?
First, we have to get to the Talon Nebula. Take this star chart to the navigation room. I have an earpiece for you to wear, so we can stay in contact. Use that vent to avoid detection. Return immediately after you're successful.
But yeah.
Quickly, young cub, we don't have much time.
Huh.
This is the star chart for Talon Nebula. Come on, Grabbin' Gary. Be more fun. You can do it. Can't you do anything except grab stuff? The store is locked.
This is a stealth mission. Not safe to use the hallways, understand?
Someone's typing.
Yeah.
Ah, the young master has come to play with the space weaver. Where shall we go today, wise commander?
Oh man, a real mission for once. This is so fun.
This is serious, Shay. Stay focused. What?
You can hear everything I say?
Yes. Please don't say anything embarrassing.
Hey, space weaver. Can you take me here?
Repairing decryption mechanism. Initializing warp and wolf drive. Intake calipers in position. Weave thrusters at viscosity. Spindle at rotational velocity. Deploying nav scarf in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Success.
Yeah.
And we're here. Please enjoy your stay and be safe.
Okay.
That was a fast warp drive.
Yeah. That thing literally is like knitting a pattern that it uses.
Oh, wow.
We should be in the Talon Nebula now.
Great work, young cub. We're approaching the location of the distress signal now. This is worse than I thought.
Uh-oh.
The good news is their captors have left them unguarded for the time being.
What can I do?
Here, take these controls. You need to lower the shields so the boom arms can be extended. Good. Now wait until the boom arm is correctly positioned above the subject.
I got it!
Great work, Shay. Now the boom arms will haul it in and place it in the auxiliary cargo hold.
I should go see if it's okay.
No.
They must remain in complete quarantine for their own protection. And ours.
You mean our diseases might kill them?
You are wise for such a young cub. Now we must save more quickly before their captors return. Use the movement controls to position the ship. Careful.
Aha!
Got another one. Great. Now just place it in the cargo hold and... Oh no.
What is it?
Hostile forces have been detected nearby. They're coming in our direction. We need to retreat.
Not yet. There's still one more to save.
No time. We have to pull out immediately or we'll be destroyed.
No!
You didn't tell me I'd have to pick who lived and died.
You want to be a grown-up? Get used to making tough decisions.
Huh.
No time to mourn. There's another distress signal. This one's from Danger System 5. Are you up to it? Shay, are you the master of your feelings or are they the master of you?
Give me the star chart.
Good
this is the star
there.
Chart for Danger System 5. Hey, Space Weaver, can you take me here?
We shall be there in no time. Preparing decryption mechanism. Initializing warp and wolf drive.
Looks like the Space Weaver has encoded the star chart into a graph of nits and furs.
At viscosity.
I think a real knitting tool would be better.
Deploying nav scarf in 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. No need to applaud. Just doing my job.
Okay.
Okay, we should be in Danger System 5.
Are we ever? Take a look at this. Carefully. Excellent. Securing subject and cargo hold. Wait for it. Great work. When it comes to choosing a creature, you must trust your instincts. Good. But hurry, we're running out of time.
Uh-oh.
Don't wait. Okay, that's enough.
What do you mean that's enough?
I mean, enemy ships are approaching.
Huh. I don't see anything. I need to save this last one.
You're going to endanger the whole mission to save one creature?
Just give me a second.
This is a waste of time. There is no need for this.
Uh-oh.
Dang.
We've saved.
Okay, I got it. But something's wrong.
Cut it loose. We need to retreat before...
Attention, ship is under attack.
What happened?
Probably one of the enemy vessels I warned you about, remember?
We need to get that last creature.
Too late. The ship is retreating under autopilot to a safe location. And we're completely locked out of the controls.
How are we going to perform any more rescues?
We'll have to find another way to hack into the boom arm controls. And another way to bring the shields down at the right time. And who knows if we'll be able to navigate to the right system now that the ship's on high alert.
The ship's computer must be freaking out right now.
Oh, yes. As soon as the alarm sounded, the first thing she probably did was check on you and your...
Everything's fine, it says on the screen in his room.
Shay! Shay! Are you hurt? Oh, thank goodness. Don't worry, sweetie. Something attacked the ship, but Mommy's taking care of it. Nothing to worry about, okay?
Yes, Captain, sweetie.
Yeah.
Oh, so brave.
Whew. Better get back to Merrick to hear his plan. I've tried throwing a towel over that thing, but she always pulls it off. Ship under attack. Everything's fine. Well, you're half right.
Young cop, you must come see me right away. Another distress signal has arrived.
Any luck with the ship's controls?
No, but we intercepted a new distress signal, this time from Prima Doom.
How are we going to get control of the ship's cargo boom arms?
We'll need to attempt a manual override. The manual boom arm controls are located here. You can get to them through the ship's airlock here. I've hacked the airlock door so you can now open it without alerting the Overmother.
How are we going to take down the shields?
I have a plan. The shields require so much power, they have a dedicated source. This fusion orb. Take this Omicron inhibitor and place it over the fusion orb. And when the time is right, we'll turn it on and turn off the fusion orb.
Along with the ship's shields. Got it. The distress call was from Prima Doom? How do we get there?
Same as always. Take this star chart to the Space Weaver and hope for the best.
So, how long have you been living in here?
I am a recent stowaway. I came because I sensed you were ready.
Are you really a wolf?
No, I wear this disguise to blend in with your other stuffed animal friends.
Weird. So, that's a wolf suit? What are you underneath?
I am what I do. A rescuer of creatures in need. Just like you.
Why do I have to be the one to choose who to rescue?
A boy your age just has good instincts for the job.
What was that?
I get the feeling that Space Weaver's not going to be as accommodating this time.
Yeah.
I'd better get back to the mission.
Yes. Our window of opportunity won't last forever.
Is that coming from me? No, it's in stereo.
What's wrong?
Oh, it is coming from the outside, I think. I have... I got a new pair of headphones, and they're not, like, fully closed. They're, like, partially, like, back open. They're the DT990s by Beyer Dynamic, which are pretty nice. Although, I think the DT770 Pro is the best headphone. But, yeah, they're, I can actually, like, hear everything outside, like, everything that's, you know, not coming from the headphones with these, but they still sound fantastic, which is kind of nice for certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the, 770 Pros are closed, and pretty much if you're, have them on, you can't hear anything else, so. I think the Beyer Dynamics is, in my opinion, the best headphone you can possibly get. I have now three pairs of Beyer Dynamics. I have two DT770 Pros and the new 990, which is pretty awesome. They're just so comfortable. Like, these, Like, I've had other headphones I've tried. Like, I have a, what's that other brand over there? I think it's what, AKG, I think, is another good brand.
Yeah, that's
does that sound right? Something like that. And
It might be AKG or Audio Technica, one of them.
Yeah, it's AKG. And they sound good and everything, but they're just... After like an hour and a half, you just want to pull them off of your head, you know. And I've the Beyer Dynamic phones, I could just wear them forever and they never get uncomfortable. You never get sweaty or anything. Like, they're just
nice.
The best headphones ever.
Hey guys, I hate to run off at random like this, but it seems like our housemate has just shown up and we're trying to negotiate a semi-early dinner.
All right,
well, we'll be in touch hopefully next weekend, if not sooner.
All right, man, have fun.
Yep, thank you.
So, yes, I like my Beyer Dynamic headphones. So now, we've got an inhibitor thing.
This is Merrick's defibrillator.
Inhibitor?
Right. And I need to put it on the confusion ball.
Fusion orb. Wait, are you doing this on purpose?
This is the star chart for Prima
Dune. That's funny.
Yeah. All right. All right, our first trip outside. So,
are they laughing at us?
I don't know. Is this the kitchen? It is.
Can't believe she'd leave something this dangerous.
A knife.
What's that?
Ha! Nothing. Don't you have anything else to do?
Just making sure you're safe.
Not going back in there if I can help it. Why am I wasting time in this kitchen when I could be out in space? Emergency rations? I think that's overreacting.
Now we have a knife.
Son, I'm not sure it's safe enough for you to leave your room.
Tired of being a prisoner in my room. I'm sick of being a prisoner on this ship.
I know, son. I know it's hard. You've given up so much. Listen. I'd like to tell you a story. A story of another person your age, a young girl. She wanted to live a normal life, but she was chosen. She was honored with a special duty. Some people would call it a sacrifice, but what she didn't realize at the time was that it was a great honor.
Please, I've heard the story of the sacrifice girl a million times. I know the ending. The sacrifice girl is you, right?
What I'm trying to tell you is that I made a hard choice, but I regret nothing because...
Great story, computer. I'm sorry they programmed you with someone's sad memories, but I have to go.
You know the truth deep down, son. And I know you'll appreciate my words someday.
Uh-huh. Brother.
What's down here? The Space Weaver. What's in this door? What are these?
Teleporter, activate.
Yes, sir. To the Hall of Heroes?
You mean the junk room? Yeah.
Hang on!
Hey, my head.
What's wrong?
My head is smaller.
Yeah, you just used a teleporter.
Why did my head shrink?
Quantum physics, duh. Don't worry, it'll all go back to normal when you take the trip back through me, big baby.
That should be for acting. Acting like I cared about the stupid missions on this ship. As soon as we get full control of this ship, I'm going to burn this stuff. Hey, the helmet comes off. Ah, my first hazard suit. Kept out Omicron radiation, and kept in diaper leaks. I wish you'd get rid of these. My papier-mâché is so much better than that now. I made a hexi-pal out of a paper plate. Probably thought they were alive then. Wonder what's in those creepy jars. My old teeth? Hair? I never want to see another train as long as I live. Teleporter, activate.
May I teleport you to the Nexus? Oh.
Instead of the teleporter, I found a cubby to go in.
Judging by the wolf hair, this must be where Merrick sleeps.
Let's see what's over here.
You don't talk too, do you?
Not unless I have something to say. Please ignore him, sir. Bad attitude.
If I give the Space Weaver a star chart, he'll weave the destination pattern into this nav scarf. No way. Cutting the nav scarf could send us right into a black hole. This is the star chart for Prima Doom. We need to go here right away. Prima Doom!
Negative. That system is forbidden due to likelihood of hostile activity.
Huh.
But it's an emergency.
Sometimes safety is the most exciting adventure of all. Might I suggest somewhere safer? Like Puppy Planetoid, Cozy Cluster, or maybe somewhere in the Smile System?
Oh, God.
No way. I have to go to Prima Doom right now. Lives depend on it.
I'm sorry, young master, but my programming won't allow it.
And yet he took us to Danger System 5?
Yeah.
Fine. Cozy Cluster it is.
Preparing decryption mechanism. Initializing warp.
This is the star chart for Prima Doom.
Intake calibers in position.
No way. Cutting the nav scarf could send us right into a black. Looks like the Space Weaver has encoded the star chart into a graph of nits and pearls.
Deploying nav scarf in 5, 4.
Damn it.
3, 2, 1.
The Space Weaver won't make a nav scarf for Prima Doom.
How are your knitting skills?
I'd better get back to the mission.
Yes. Our window of opportunity won't last forever.
Damn it.
I have a feeling we have to do some sabotage.
Yeah.
Hey. Why won't this open?
Oh, honey, you can't come in here. I'm working on a surprise for you.
What is it?
Nice try.
Okay. Oh, the kitchen. Oh, I don't need to be in here. Okay, what's over here? I see rooms that correspond with the other, what's this?
Warning. Objects placed into this trash chute will be jettisoned from the ship, and the next time it happens to one of your toys, Shay, your father is not going to retrieve it for you.
You crawl into something once when you're 2 years old and they lock it forever.
Warning. Airlock ahead. Safety suit and air tether required for extra vehicular exploration. But don't worry, I'll put it on you, sweetie pie.
Let's see. All right, we got our space suit.
Guess I'll just cut this air hose. What could possibly go wrong? Oh boy. No, air! Suffocating! In space! Aww. Totally worth it.
Yeah. Damn it! Ugh. Stupid thing saved me.
Dang it.
Can't even commit suicide around here.
Damn computer.
Let's try this again.
I'm gonna sit back and eat some food, but I'm still listening.
Alright.
Let's see if this fits. Come on. That's the stuff.
Alright. I've used the air thing from before, and now I'm gonna cut the air hose.
Here we go!
I wonder what's in here.
Open up. But this time, take it easy. Oh no! Gotta get further out. Come on, legs! I wish I had some sort of propulsion.
Alright. Obviously, I need some sort of tools that I don't have. What's in here? That's the train
what?
Thing.
You are banned from this rail for life, young man. Life? Huh. Your passengers are still in grief counseling. Please leave before they see you.
Can't I ride the train again?
Banned for life.
All right. There's nothing we can do in there.
Teleporter, activate.
May I teleport you to the Nexus? No malfunction.
Oh my.
Okay, now my head is just getting ridiculous.
Oh boy, you went through 2 teleporters without a return trip, didn't you? You're playing with fire, kid.
Yeah.
Teleporter, activate.
This way to the fusion orb containment facility. There ain't no time.
I think that's all my head can take.
You need to make a return trip through me right away, Shay.
In a minute.
I've made my head very small. Let's see if we can...
A little snug, but I think it will work. Not sure how long I can stand the spoiled milk smell, though.
Caution. Entering an area of strong Omicron radiation levels. Full radiation shielding necessary to proceed.
Lay it on me.
Okay.
Easy does it. There. Fusion orb. Inhibitor.
Not quite. We won't activate the Omicron inhibitor until we're ready to take the shields down.
And when will we be ready?
Just as soon as you get control of those boom arms and navigate the ship to Prima Doom.
Check.
Okay. We've inhibited the thing I'm going to do.
Teleporter, activate.
May I teleport you to the Nexus? No malfunction.
Ow. Oh.
Head normalization expedited. You're welcome.
I hate quantum physics.
Oh, no. It turns out that whole head shrinking thing was just faulty wiring. One more trip and that head would have popped right off. So again, you're welcome.
Okay. No, don't come back. Why did you even do that? That's not what I clicked on.
Hang on!
Alright. Alright, we are missing something here. And that something is a tool of some sort. Ah! Here we go.
It's a whipped cream gun.
Sweet!
And it's mine. Do we really need all that whipped cream?
Yeah, to keep you away from that ice cream up there. There's no stopping you in that spoon!
Oh.
Hey, guys.
I suppose you want to run the Avalanche Mission Protocol. Hey, we're supposed to be on break.
Yes. Sorry, I just want to practice my Avalanche rescue skills.
Oh, because that situation comes up a lot in space? Come on, Nesbitt. I can use the hours. All right. Position one, everybody.
There was another ice cream avalanche?
Yay!
Weird.
I'm gonna have to eat your way out.
Remember, chew your food 32 times.
Yay! Man, this guy really likes ice cream.
All right.
Missions are canceled. You can drop the act.
It's not an act! I think I pulled a muscle in that last attack you gave me! My back is killing me!
There's something stabbed in this thing's back.
Hey, maybe I can fix your back.
Really?
Yeah, I think I see what's wrong. Hold still. You're welcome. Now can we run the attack mission protocol?
Sure, buddy. I owe you one.
Oh my god. This area has been devastated.
Hey, wake up.
There was?
Yeah. Let's get this over with.
Looks like someone can't wait for their home.
No.
This is ridiculous. Okay, then. Let's see. So, is there anything else in... Oh, no, we can't go in the train room. So, that means we need to go to space.
Hmm. I wonder if I could knit with this.
Actually, it's a crochet hook, so you could probably crochet with it.
Wow. You know a lot about yarn crafts.
Wolf costumes don't make themselves.
Ha!
Woo!
There we go. Aha! Escape!
I'm free! In space! Okay. Now what?
Oh my! We're floating away!
Those must be the ship's cargo boom arms. Man, those things are huge. Those must be the manual controls for the boom arms. I can tell Gary wants to get in there, but his grabbing claws are too thick. Maybe if I could get this hatch open. No good. Stupid fat hands.
Hmm.
Let me try to... Oh, hey! Uh-oh! No, not the face! Or the neck! Or the
knife.
Body!
I'm free! Free to cleave the infinite void of space itself!
Phew! That's a relief for a lot of reasons.
That knife is crazy.
I think Gary wants to grab that. Okay, grabbing Gary. It's hero time. Don't be scared. Well, go ahead. Grab the controls. Oh, yeah, I have the button. Engage. Good boy. Oh, hey. That's enough, Gary. We don't want to attract attention just yet. You sit tight here, and I'll push the button again when it's go time, okay?
Well, Gary looks thoroughly pleased to have things to grab. Herbert.
Goodbye, Gary. You were the best present ever.
Yay, grabbing success.
Yeah.
Teleporter, activate.
May I teleport you to the Nexus? Hang on!
Alright, the only challenge left now, I think, is the Space Weaver. And armed with my new crochet hook.
Where shall we go today, Wise Commander?
Alright, let's try Puppy Planetoid.
Preparing decryption mechanism. Initializing warp and wolf drive.
There's already a stitch there. We can't take it out. I think it would look better this way. Slight alteration here.
Rotational velocity. Deploying
this is the star chart for Puma Doom.
Oh, I don't think this is gonna work.
3, 2, 1. Uh-oh. Oh my. I seem to have made an error in my knitting. Not sure how that happened, sir. Shall I try again? Where shall we go today, Wise Commander?
Maybe the smile system would be better.
No.
Apparent decryption mechanism. Initializing warp and wolf drive.
This is the star chart for Prima Deuce.
Wolf drive?
Yeah. Leave thrusters at viscosity. Spindle at rotational velocity. Deploying nav scarf in 5, 4, 3, 2,
big improvement.
1. Oh my. I seem to have made an error in my knitting. Where shall we go today, wise commander? Not sure how that happened, sir. Shall I try again?
Fine. Cozy cluster it is.
All right, I think this is a compatible knit to what we're after.
It would look better this way.
Let's see.
This is the star chart for Prima Deuce.
Yep, this looks good.
Rotational velocity. Deploying nav scarf in 5.
That's a little too cozy for me.
3, 2, 1.
Yay! Where the hell did you take us?
This is not the destination I indicated. I'm so sorry, young master. I will correct this right. What's that? I seem to be out of yarn. Humiliation!
Oh my. Wow.
Uh-oh.
He took that really hard. Don't worry, Space Weaver. As soon as I rescue those helpless creatures, we'll get out of Prima Doom. Okay, I'll admit it. Prima Doom does look kinda dangerous, but in a good way.
All right.
Quickly, young cub, over here. We're all set for the rescue mission, but enemy forces seem to be aware of us already.
I'm ready. Let's do this quickly.
Affirmative. The controls are yours.
All right.
You may now use the fusion orb inhibitor button to inhibit the fusion orb.
Rats.
This is tough.
Well done. Now the next one. When it comes to choosing a creature, you must trust.
Damn it!
Dang.
Okay, that's all we can do. We're pulling out.
No! I need to save this last one.
Don't make the same mistake you did last time, boy.
You said you trusted my instincts, right?
I don't understand. What is it about this creature?
I don't know. But it's important.
It's not worth the risk, boy. We've saved more than enough. It's just one creature.
Rats. Rats.
Damn it.
Rats.
Ugh.
Dang.
Got it.
Got her. Huh? What's that?
I have no idea. Evasive maneuvers!
Attention, ship is under attack.
Ah!
I can't see her anymore.
Forget about the creature. We need to move you to a safe location. Come with me.
Ah! Oh! He got crushed!
Run, Shane! Get somewhere safe!
Attention, critical breach in outer hull.
I can fix this.
No!
Shay, there you are. Something has happened to the ship, but don't worry. Your father's gone out to fix it. Shay, where are you going? It's not safe. Shay!
Uh-oh. Seem to be floating towards something. I don't know what it is. Looks like a black hole. Nope, it's an explosion. Oh no. But wait a minute. Oh! Oh! He fell on the ground in outer space. And his helmet came off. Also, the stars fell.
Huh?
Like, the stars fell from the sky. Now we're back to being Vela, observing the now murderized whatchamacallit monster.
Wog Trothra.
And Shay is coming out of the mouth. And they're looking at each other. Ooh! What? She tried to punch him, and he got out of the way. Now she's inside the mouth of the dead creature, and it looks like space inside of there. And he's outside on the beach, and the mouth is closing.
Oh my.
And they're both banging on the wall to no avail. End of Act One.
Bam!
Act Two coming soon.
What a cliffhanger.
Yeah. So, yes. That would be first part of Broken Age.
Is there any word as to when the new version's coming? Or are they working on it? Or, yeah, wow.
I don't know. Let's see.
It's been a conspiracy.
To Double Fine's website. They're going to remaster Grim Fandango, it looks like.
Whoa.
That's exciting news. Okay. Let's go back to the forums, I guess. Project update at 3:14. Looks like they're working on the second half of Act 2 now.
Oh, nice. So it will probably be around later this year or early next.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
Well, that was cool. So the two stories, like...
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well. That's exciting. Oh. One of our TBRN community friends has sent me something that was really cool. Plus, I think we're probably going to go now because I'm going to watch a wrestling pay-per-view later, so I got to go have dinner and things.
All right.
Oh, excuse me while I stretch.
Yay. Well, it's been it. This has been fun, and stay tuned.
Hold on a minute. So let's close this guy.
I like that music.
Yeah, that was cool. So, here is a present somebody sent me in wave format.
All
our
right,
friend, our friend John.
Every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, prepare for battle.
Kick his teeth in!
Arm yourself! And tune in to the MIDI Music Adventure Show on TBRN The Beyond Radio Network. Excitement!
Whoa!
Drama!
Don't shoot me! I'm Batman!
How's he doing that?
Batman!
Because I'm Batman, that's how I'm doing that.
A new adventure each week.
How's he doing this?
Each more exciting than the last.
All right, I've activated my electric punching gloves.
Ooh, electric punching gloves. Join Andrew for the MIDI Music Adventure Show on the Beyond last Radio time. Network.
And he's knocked out.
He better listen to Batman. Wasn't that awesome?
It's awesome.
So, yes, tune in. Well, actually, let me think about this. Next weekend, there probably won't be a show next weekend because next Sunday, I am getting married. Yes.
Whoa, happy times. I meant to press the wrong key. In my excitement, I pressed the wrong key. That works out for me because I'm going to be away as well. I'm heading on a trip for the week. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Where are you going?
I'm just heading up to Brisbane to do some travel stuff, and it should be interesting.
Cool. Yes, and again, my current plans regarding archive updates and websites are basically, I want to rebuild both of my websites into just one website on my server, so it's just a matter of getting around to it, and... just really busy right now with other things like getting married and some other things. Getting a house and another thing that, yeah. So I'll get to it, you know, and then there'll be a whole lot of archives to upload. Although, we're not really that far out. I only see, after today, there'll probably be, I think, 4 or 5 files in my archive. Yeah, in my queue, which is not that terrible.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So, anyway, stay tuned. Probably a couple of weeks from now will be the next show. And, that's about it for now.
You should try and get Liz on here. That'd be fun.
Yeah. She's a little shy, but that's okay.
It happens.
So, yes. So that is it for us for today. Goodbye.
TBRN out.
Yes.